She wasn't in the house, then she was in the house, now she's out the house again, and she's here in the studio. Please welcome Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Wow, look, there she is in the flesh.
Killer girl.
Are you alright?
Fine, thank you.
How are you feeling now?
Not too bad.
Are you alright?
Just a bit overtired, a bit shocked by some of the media, but not too bad at all.
But you're really hard.
Not that hard.
See, though, you're doing this now. You're going, well, not that hard, really. I'm not really that hard. If you'd have done that when you're in the house, you might still be in.
Actually, I did. I just don't think the public saw a lot of it.
Okay. Well, now, anyway, welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Have you been drunk yet since you got out?
No.
Have you had a steak?
No, don't eat red meat.
Okay. A big salad?
I had a fabulous pizza yesterday.
Did you?
Yes, okay. It was lovely.
So, and you've seen your family and your mates and all that?
No, my mum was up on the night I was evicted, and I haven't seen her since. My boyfriend's still up in London with me, and it's been as good as gold.
Where do you live? Do you live in Wales?
Yes, I live just outside Cardiff in a place called Penarth.
And is that where your mum lives and your fella lives there and all that?
Yeah.
Right, okay, right. Well, that's nice that you stayed and all that. So, look after you. And you're staying here for a while in London, or?
Yes, I'll be here for a while, yeah.
Okay, good. See? Bless. This is Dave, by the way.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
He said horrible things about you. I've been nothing but nice. you watch him. He's terrible. Honestly, he could kill you with a spade and some rat poison. Okay, now I kind of know a little bit about this. Where did that come from?
The
two fingers thing.
I'd actually already pre-warned Big Brother that I was going in there to shake things up. I did learn a defense move, which won't kill somebody. Actually, it could if a guy did it, but not. I don't think if a woman did it, let's say stabbed them to death with long nails.
Right.
But yes, it is in the windpipe, and it can wind somebody badly, and I think probably done by a professional, it probably could kill somebody in the esophagus there, or whatever it's called.
I just found it a very, very bizarre thing to say.
Mm.
A really bizarre. I didn't think it was a threatening thing.
No, it was
I didn't
just
think I've because I if you'd have said that somebody because if it is if I was in the house and you'd have said that to me, I'd have laughed thinking you were taking the Mickey.
I was,
but you're gonna get a different reaction because Ray went all right like that, and I don't think you really knew what to say, and I just found it very bizarre, and that obviously this will be the thing that you associate with now until Big Brother dies down. Two fingers.
It was actually meant in jest, and okay. I was waiting for a funny response, and it didn't happen.
Why did you cry on Friday?
Part of me really wanted to stay in the Big Brother. Well, I did want to really stay in the Big Brother house.
Well, I bet you did. No, you can be honest. I think you really wanted to stay.
I really would.
You don't go out again.
No, I'd like to have stayed in there at least one more week, so I got to nominate.
But honestly, did you think, when I knew you were going, we did a campaign to keep you in.
Thank you.
Me? Oh, no, only because you were so fascinatingly entertaining.
Thank you very much.
Sarah Cox, Joe Wiley, us, Scott Mills, pretty much the whole of Daytime Radio 1. And even I knew we were on a loser. Because I just thought, as you've already said, a new person coming in and everything, and all the audience have got their favourites. But if you watch every year, they always vote out the characters. It happens all the time. Tickle was voted out. The irony of him going back in, because he won the vote, but that week more people voted for him to leave when he left. So people kind of get the idea, but they don't get the idea of Big Brother. So it's all a bit bizarre. But now I would have thought you'd have wanted to stay there, but you must have known your name was going to get called out.
I knew. I'd actually already said to Steph, I'm going to start packing now. She said, oh, don't do that. Sissy did that. And she ended up going, don't tempt fate. I said, I know I'm going. I said, and I don't want it to be one mad rush with stuff all over the house.
Talk me through the thought process of you applying and the thought entering your head that you should apply for Big Brother.
I wanted to apply for Big Brother in the second year. I'd watched the first series, and after watching it for about 3 or 4 days, I thought, God, I could do this. This would be fantastic. Circumstances, situation I was in just didn't allow me to do that. So I got to a stage where I became unemployed, And I thought, right, I'm in a perfect.
What do you do?
I did promotions with reference to makeup and like big company names and what have you. And used to go to different stores. And I'm a trained makeup artist as well. So I did all of that, and it just became a bit mundane. And then I had a bit of an orthopedic problem with my shoulder, so I had to take some time off for that. And then I wanted to do something with corporate hospitality, so. I was sort of learning all about that while I was, you know, unemployed, thinking, if I start my own business, I'd want to jump in with both feet just in case it goes terribly wrong for whatever reason. And I was on the website of Big Brother, and it said, oh, the application forms are coming out. So it started off as a bit of a joke. And then as these forms were coming in and I was getting more feedback from Big Brother, I thought, crikey, I'm in with a chance here. Because the audition tape, I don't know whether they showed that on Big Brother at all.
I haven't seen it.
It is hysterical, because it was a cock-up from beginning to end, because somebody proper was supposed to be doing it, but it turned out my mate did it, and I laughed all the way through. I tried to do the Bob Dylan thing with the cards.
Right, okay.
The arrows were the wrong way round, and you know, I was like curtained in stitches, and it really, that, believe it or not, if the public saw it, saw the real Lisa, really, you know, funny. And then it got to the stage where I was going to be picked to go in the house, and they rang me. I'd been back and forth seeing psychologists and whatever. And they said, you're a very strong personality, this, that, and they said, but we think you'll be voted out in the first week. I said, why? He said, because every year somebody blonde has gone in the first week. And I went, oh, great. And the fact you'll be the oldest in the house. So I sort of pretty much knew
I
wasn't going in.
Was this before it started?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I pretty much knew I didn't think I was going to go in. But then I got the phone call on the Friday saying, you know, it was one of the executive producers. And he said, how do you feel? I said, oh, I've just been anticipating this call. He said, well, you're going to be a standby. And I was like, oh, I don't know how much more of this I can take. It's been like 4 or 5 months of all of what was going on. And then it got to 2 weeks before I went into the Big Brother house. I had a phone call on Father's Day, and he said to me, look, things are changing rapidly, Lisa. We got to shake things up a little bit. Do you still want to go into the Big Brother house?
Right.
I said, yeah. He said, we've got to ask you, do you want to do this? Because it's going to be so hard. I said, just put me in there. I promise I'll shake things up. He said, we'll be in touch. And to be honest with you, I thought, here we go again. I'm getting brought in, and I don't know whether I'm going in. And then I had the phone call then, I think, on the Wednesday, and it was another, you know, top producer, and they said, how are you feeling? Are you working now? I said, no. I said, the business plan went a bit tilt because the girl I was doing with it is might be moving away. She said, well, I hate to say that, but I'm glad that's happened. I said, why? She said, you busy Saturday? I said, no, I'm not. And she said, good. She said, because we'd like to put you into the Big Brother house. I nearly had a heart attack. I said, how much notice have I got? She said, just over 24 hours. So it was a mad rush to given lists of people, you go and get my pajamas, you can go and get this, you go and get that, and whatever. And I left it up to my boyfriend pretty much, and he was brilliant. So all his stuff about me copying Steph's clothes is a load of crap.
That's the longest answer to any question we've ever
had. Sorry, I got a lot to get across here, Chris.
I asked you that 19 days ago. I feel as though I've gone through the entire 5-month process myself. I've never even applied.
Yeah, exactly.
Good Lord, I'm exhausted.
It's an insight into the process.
I want to now go out into the garden, into the pool. All right, well, listen, I'm going to play a record and then I'm going to come back, ask you more stuff and probe your mind more.
Please do.
Yes. Thank you very much. That wasn't mucky.
You what?
It wasn't mucky.
I know it wasn't.
All right, okay. Lisa is here and we'll talk more after Joe Budden and Pump It Up.